Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three's company too.
This woman who was always behind in her rent. And one day she came down to our apartment with dollar bills stuck all over her nude body. And she said to Stanley, she said, "Well, if you want your rent, you're just going to have to take it off me."
Oh, Mrs. Wilmer, did he?
Yeah, he did. But I made him leave the room while I took the last $3.
Happens around here anymore.
Oh, no. Oh, I could tell you stories about the people who live here now.
Oh, no, no, Mrs. Roper. I don't think that'd be right.
Oh, Janet, I respect my tenants' privacy. I would never use any names.
Oh, good.
Did you know that 301 and 204 are having an affair?
Oh, hi, girls. Hi, Mrs. Roper. What are you ladies up to?
Oh, nothing, nothing. Just a little gossip.
You know, there's no such thing as a little gossip. But that's not for me. I got more important things to do.
Okay. Anyway, 301 is messing around with 204. See?
And wait a second. Wait a second. That's not what I heard. I hear it was 301 and 106.
I thought you didn't like gossip, Jack.
That's not gossip, Chrissy. That's the truth. I got it right from the horse's mouth, 207.
You'd believe 207 after what he did with 306?
207 had a thing with 306?
And 105.
I didn't know that.
Neither did 306.
I'm gonna go heat up some more coffee, but if my number comes up, call me, okay?
I get it. Hi, Jack.
Hey, Larry.
Hi, ladies. Hi. Jack, baby, have I got some shocking news for you.
No, we already know about 306.
No, no, this news is about me.
What is it?
Okay, brace yourself.
Go ahead.
I am taking a bride.
Where?
To the altar. I'm getting married.
You're getting what?
That's right, married. The free world is losing its greatest lover.
Larry, congratulations.
Larry, gosh, that's great. That's fantastic.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
I want to hear this. Now, who is this lucky girl?
Well, her name is Gloria, and we're getting married as soon as we get the license.
Well, that's kind of fast, isn't it, Larry? I mean, how long have you known this girl?
Off and on? About a week.
Oh, I'm glad to see you're not rushing into
it. No. Believe me, Jack, I know it's right. Gloria is something special. She's beautiful. She's intelligent.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Chrissy. Besides, Gloria is the first girl who ever said no to me.
Hey, Chrissy, did you hear the big news? Larry's getting married.
To a girl who said no?
That's right. If she said yes, I never would have asked her.
Exciting. Just imagine our own Larry getting married.
Yeah. Jack, you lucky dog, I want you to be my best man.
Oh, Larry, I'm flattered. Does that mean I can come along on the honeymoon?
Sure, you can wait in the car.
Okay, Larry, when do we get to meet Gloria?
How about tonight? She's coming over.
Oh, that's great!
Hey, where are you getting married?
At City Hall.
Yeah?
City Hall? Oh, no, Larry. A wedding is something you remember all your life. You ought to hold it someplace special.
Well, like where?
Well, like my apartment. Hey, Hey, we could have a terrific wedding in my apartment.
Well, first, that's perfect.
Wait. Hold it. Are you sure it'll be all right with Mr. Roper?
Are you kidding? Stanley loves weddings.
Are you kidding? I hate weddings.
Stanley, they're a young couple. I mean, a nice wedding would give them a good start.
Nowadays, most young couples start long before the wedding.
Stanley, be a sport. You know how I love weddings. I always have such a good cry.
Well, you're not going to have it here. I don't want people to see me crying.
You? You didn't cry at our wedding.
I didn't pay for our wedding.
Oh, so that's it. The money. I might have guessed.
Helen, look, weddings are expensive. You know, by the time you get the flowers and the food and the liquor, I mean, you wind up spending $2-3 a person.
Look, Stanley, I gave my word, and we are throwing this wedding.
It's all my fault. I've been too generous with you.
What?
You're pampered. You're spoiled rotten. I give you everything a woman needs.
How about a new stove?
You don't need it.
Well, I guess I shouldn't break up a set.
Set? What set?
An old stove, an old husband, and they both take too long to heat up.
There we were in this little restaurant, you know, just kind of gazing out at the moon. And all of a sudden, Poopsie Whoopsie pops the question. Poopsie Whoopsie.
Just a little silly name she calls me. Where'd you ever come up with that, Cuddle Cakes?
Tonight, we go champagne for everybody.
There's a best man for you, huh?
What a surprise.
Everybody got a glass. It's time to toast the bride and groom.
Okay.
To Gloria and Larry, happy days.
Good times.
Little House on the Prairie.
It's okay, Chrissy. You can drink now. Everybody relax. I'll go see about the food.
All right.
Oh, why don't I give Jack a hand?
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
You don't remember me, do you?
Sure I do. You're the girl from the living room.
We went to high school together.
Come on. We did?
You used to sit in front of a very heavy-set brown-haired girl with horn-rimmed glasses.
Oh, sure. Fatty Four Eyes. Let's see. Her name was... Gloria?
Yeah! Stillman Diet contact lenses and color me blonde.
Oh, well, color me red. Oh, boy.
You know, I used to have the wildest crush on you.
Did you, Fatty? I mean, Gloria?
I had dreams of you and me making mad, passionate love.
Oh. Yeah, well, that was a long time ago.
It was last night.
Last night? Well, look, Gloria, I don't know if we should be in here alone. You know, I mean, Larry, he is my best friend.
I always say, why go to strangers?
Now, don't forget, you're engaged to Larry.
I'm getting married, not buried. And Larry will be out bowling every Wednesday.
No, Gloria, Larry doesn't bowl.
We'll teach him.
Gloria, please.
Oh, Jackie, you don't have to beg. Just ask.
Ow!
Oh, you're a beast.
A rat.
A snake.
A skunk.
A giraffe.
A giraffe?
Well, I ran out of animals.
Jack, that was such a lousy thing that you did to Larry.
He didn't do it to Larry.
If you girls will shut up for a second, I can explain. I did not make a pass at Gloria. She was attacking me.
Oh, right, yeah. That's why Chrissy came in the kitchen and found you with Gloria pinned to the table.
Come here, I'll show you. Just
Jack!
Come on, come on.
Jack! Oh!
Look, Janet, she backed me up against the hot stove. Okay, I'll show you the burn marks.
No! Jack, that was really a very rotten thing to do.
Honest, Janet.
With your own best friend sitting in the very next room.
Chrissy,
that's
I...
That's right. How could you do that?
Janet,
how could you do
if,
that to
Larry? Ow! That's how! Now you believe me, Chrissy. That's exactly what happened.
Chrissy, I believe him. I believe him.
Okay, I guess I believe him, too.
Janet, you look so pretty.
Oh, boy, this is such a mess. Oh, gosh, Jack, we have to get Larry out of this wedding.
Just hang on a minute, Chrissy. Before we call off anybody's wedding, we have to figure out how serious this is.
This is serious. I mean, if she's attracted to you, she could be attracted to anybody.
Listen, Larry's got to be told.
I know. Let me just figure out a way to... It's Larry!
Hi, Larry. Hi, Jack.
Hi. I just walked Gloria home.
Oh, gosh, that's nice. listen, Larry, Jack has something that he wants to talk with you about, so I thought Chrissy and I would wait in the bedroom, and you could just be here alone. Come on, Chrissy.
Oh, boy, Larry, you know, living with two girls is very intense.
Look, Jack, before you say anything, there's something I want to say to you, too.
Well, is it about Gloria?
She told me what happened in the kitchen.
She did?
Uh-huh.
Everything?
Everything.
So, what are you going to do now?
Forgive you.
I think that's the best thing. Forgive me.
Look, we're all human. I understand. With a girl like Gloria, even a best friend like you couldn't help but make a pass at her.
What?
Just one thing. Don't let it happen again.
You have got to tell Larry the truth.
I can't tell him. Gloria's the girl he's going to share his life with.
Well, what about the guys he's going to share his wife with?
I can't do it. He'll kill me.
All right, Jack. All right. Now, look, I want you to just think about this for a moment, okay? Are you going to stand by and let your very best friend throw his entire life away?
What's my other choice? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Sort of.
Boy, am I glad that we called Larry instead of waiting for Jack to call him.
You did what?
That's right, Jack. You called Larry before you got home. You ought to be here any minute.
Oh, no, I gotta get out of here.
Jack, come on, the wedding's tomorrow.
Yeah, you're right. Ugh. I'm his best man, I'm his best friend, I've gotta tell him.
Jack, answer the door.
To do all the dirty work around here. Hi, Larry.
Hi, gang. Hi.
Hi, Larry.
What is it you want to see me about, Jack?
Oh, well, Chrissy and Janet and I, well, we just have a...
Chrissy, let's you and I go out and get something and bring it back for dinner.
Oh, Chrissy, good, I'll go with you.
No, Jack, no, I know Chrissy and I can handle it. We know exactly what to get, Jack.
They know what to get.
Here you are, good buddy. A little gift from a best man. It's a bottle of scotch.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Yeah, I know you don't drink whiskey, but, well, it's a thought that counts. Besides, it was on sale. Gotta start watching my pennies now, you know.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Well, speaking of money, Jack, you know, I could use a little advice. You see, Gloria has this crazy idea that I own the used car lot I work at.
What? Wait a minute, where'd she ever get an idea like that?
I think it was when I told her. Oh, wait, what's the problem? Look, I can lay the truth on her anytime. She loves me, right? Huh?
Larry, about Gloria.
Yeah, pal?
I need a drink first. Would you like a drink?
No, thanks. I don't touch that cheap stuff.
Hi.
Larry, do you know what you're getting yourself into? You used to be the kind of guy to take out a different lady every night.
Oh, yeah. I once had a dream of working my way through the entire phone book. It was my way of giving pleasure alphabetically.
Well, you see, that's the point. I mean, you're going to be stuck with one woman, Gloria, for the rest of your life.
Well, at least I got as far as the G's.
Go for H, Larry. Go for H.
What are you trying to say, old buddy?
It's just that... Excuse me.
Wow!
Larry, let me put it this way. You know, sometimes getting married is a lot like buying a car. You know, you think you're the original owner when actually it's been parked in a lot of other garages. You know what I mean, pal?
No.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Excuse me.
Look, Jack, for 2 hours now, I've been waiting for you to say what's on your mind. Could we hurry it up a little bit? What about Gloria?
Okay. I just hate to tell you this,
Larry.
Larry. Sorry. Larry. Yeah, I hate to tell you this, Larry, but this is the truth. First, I was in the kitchen taking my hors d'oeuvres out of the stove, and in comes Gloria.
You don't remember me, do you?
Daddy, four eyes with contact lenses. And Stillman died.
And color me blonde. And mad, passionate dream.
No fatty four eyes. They're in the other room.
I'm getting married, not buried.
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes!
And look out for the hostile out!
And that's the way it happened.
Larry, you understand what I'm telling you?
Not a word.
Larry, old Larry, don't you understand? She's gonna send you bowling.
I don't bowl.
I'm supposed to teach you.
Isn't this exciting?
Hey, Janet, stop blinking your eyes. The noise is deafening.
It's your own fault, Jack Tripper, for drinking all that whiskey last night. And you still didn't tell Larry.
I tried.
Jack, do you know you were so drunk that Chrissy and I had to undress you and put you to bed?
I hope you didn't take advantage of me. You know what a pushover I am after a few drinks.
You know, Stanley, that's a very hungry minister you got. Where did you find him?
In the Yellow Pages.
What?
He's from some church over on Pico.
What denomination?
What do I care? He was cheap.
It's your church, all right.
And your trouble is you think money is something to spend.
Hey, where's Larry?
He's upstairs waiting to walk the last mile.
Oh, Gloria, you make such a beautiful bride.
Thank you.
It's a shame you don't take it up professionally.
Don't you think this is just a gorgeous wedding dress?
Oh, yeah. I bet it was expensive.
Oh, yeah. But Larry can afford it. I mean, after all, he does own a used car lot.
Miss Roper, the minister's ready to begin the ceremony.
Oh, Jack, isn't it thrilling? Doesn't it make you want to just run out and get married?
Don't rush him, Helen. He's still waiting for Mr. Wright to come along.
Danny, I guess you can put on the wedding march record now.
No, I can't. I didn't buy one.
Stanley, why not?
Well, why spend $2 for something you're only going to use once?
You should have thought of that when you bought our marriage license.
Look, do we have to have music? I mean, couldn't we just hum softly?
Don't worry. We're going to have music. I'm going to play this.
Stanley, a bugle isn't appropriate for a wedding.
Why not? It started all the other wars.
I'll get it. Anything to stop the noise. Hey, hold it. What do you think you're doing?
I gotta talk to Gloria.
Larry, don't you know it's bad luck for the groom to see the bride before the wedding?
But there's
you
something...
You stay out there. I'll call... Just stay right there. I'll get you.
Okay, Gloria's waiting in the hall.
Oh, everybody, take your place. Take your place, Stanley. Jackie.
Okay, remember, when I've knocked three times, you come out, okay?
Oh, boy, more knocking. Hey, Larry, get ready.
You can start the music now.
What's happening?
Gloria? Gloria, is everything okay?
She's not here.
Well, I'll check the bathroom.
She's not in the bathroom.
Uh-oh.
What?
The window is open.
Oh.
She must have climbed out and taken off.
Oh, no.
What's going on in there?
I think they're coming now, Stanley. Play, play, play.
Gloria's run out. She's walked out on Larry. She's gone.
Does that mean the wedding is off?
Nobody touch the cake. I think I can return it.
I don't understand. Why would she just leave like this?
Beats me. She seemed to take the news very well.
What news?
Well, I told her that Larry didn't really own the used car lot like he said, that he just worked there.
Oh, now, why didn't I think of telling her that?
Because you're not smart like me.
Poor Larry. He's been jilted.
Well, I guess I gotta be the one to tell him. This is gonna kill him. Larry, I don't know how to tell you this. Or where to tell you.
What? You mean he's gone too?
Look.
What?
Dear Jack, thanks for last night. The message got through. One girl isn't enough for me. P.S. Monday, I'm starting on the H's. Love, Larry.
Nice wedding party you threw, Helen. And you had to go for the expensive mints.
Well, I didn't know.
Look at all the food, the cake, the minister. It's all money out the window.
It doesn't have to go to waste, Stanley.
What?
Well, you and I could get married all over again.
Are you kidding? Once is enough.
Come on, Mr. Roper. It'll be fine.
Come on, Mr. Roper. Go for it.
Yeah. Go ahead and marry the girl.
No, I don't want
to. You're paying for it anyway.
Oh. Well, okay. I'm just doing this for you, Helen.
Over here.
Oh.
And Chrissy and I'll be your bridesmaids.
Oh.
You could be the flower girl.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here to celebrate.
Hold it. If we're going to get married again, let's do this right.
Boy, Mrs. Roper, that was a wonderful wedding.
Sure was.
Yeah, it's about time you kids made it legal.
We all had our fun. The wedding's over.
Oh, no, it isn't. There's still the wedding night. We're going to do exactly what we did the last time.
Good idea, Helen.
Really, Stanley?
Yeah, you go change. And I'll get the cards.
Three's company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.